A new research facility on Long Island will study how to remove nitrogen and other harmful contaminants from wastewater. That facility will help protect drinking water and the environment. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
Scientists, environmentalists, and local lawmakers gathered for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the new Wastewater Research and Innovation Facility. Researchers there will explore new ways to remove nitrogen from wastewater. Dr. Chris Gobler is with the New York State Center for Clean Water Technology at Stony Brook University.
So this facility is designed to bring forth the next generation of nitrogen-reducing and removing biofilters. That will be smaller, will be even more effective, and even more widespread.
Studies show that nitrogen from cesspools and septic systems contaminates Long Island's drinking water and harms marine life. The new facility will also explore how to combat high levels of emerging contaminants like 1,4-dioxane. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.